Hi, this is Allison Sheridan of the NoSillaCast podcast, hosted at podfeet.com. Today is Friday, November 11th, and this is show number 15th. Well, I'm podcasting to you from the Portable Media Expo and Podcasting Conference 2005 from Ontario, California, and I was going to try really hard not to podcast tonight, but I just can't stand it. I am so excited. I was excited before I came, but today was a day that just met every expectation I possibly had, exceeded my expectations. It's just been an amazing experience today. I'm not going to get into a lot of detail of what I learned as much as I want to talk about the community feeling of the people that I found here today. It was just wonderful. My buddy Ron and I, who's been on a podcast with me before, you remember, we got here really early. We were so excited. We got up at 6 in the morning because it's a one-hour drive and the show started at 9. And, of course, it was a one-hour drive, so we had two extra hours to goof around here. But it was wonderful because when we got here, there was hardly anybody here. There were maybe 6 or 7 people running around. And we ran into 2 people right off the bad. Todd Cochran of Geek News Central, who wrote the Podcasting Do-It-Yourself Guide that I podcasted about recently. He was really fun. We had a real nice chat talking to him, and then we were joined by John Chambers, who does the 1 Minute Tip podcast, another great podcast that's frequently been on the MacCast before. John was a lot of fun, really nice to talk to, and enjoyed chatting up with him. A little while later, in the middle of the day, I was talking to Ron, and this was probably one of the coolest things that happened. I got somebody tapped me on the shoulder and said, "Allison Sheridan?" And I said, "Well, yeah, who are you?" And he said, "Well, this is Adam Christensen of the MacCast." And I said, "Well, what, Adam, this is great. This is so cool. But how did you know it was me?" And he said, "I recognize your voice from your podcast." Oh, my gosh. I could pretty much die and go to heaven right now. It was just such a rush to think he's been listening to my podcast and enjoyed it enough to remember my voice and look for me. So we had a real nice time chatting for a while there, talking about how it is you fit into your daily life, a real job and kids and family, and still have time to do a podcast. And he does a lot more than I do. I'm pretty impressed. Really, really nice talking to him. What a great guy. Just a regular guy. A lot of fun. The keynote address was Leo Laporte, and I'll go into that in more detail when I have more time, because I am going to cut this short because I'm going to on dial-up, believe it or not, in the hotel room, see if I can upload this anyway. But Leo was Leo. He was just perfect. He was wonderful. I got my picture taken with him. I got to talk to him. Oh, my gosh, that was just so cool. I think one of my favorite things was when I introduced myself. I said, "This is Allison Sheridan," and he said, "Wait a minute, my cousin's name is Allison Sheridan." How weird is that? Destiny. We had to meet. Anyway, he was just absolutely gracious. He was so kind to everyone. He was fun. You know, you could tell it was a tiring day towards the end. He was getting a little exhausted looking, but he was fun and laughter, and he had a real great message. I'll talk about that more later. But what a rush! What a rush to get to meet him. As if that weren't fun enough, later on I went to a panel that was hosted by Christopher Breen of Playlist Magazine. Christopher Breen used to be on Call for Help working with Leo when he was on G4 Tech TV doing Apple posts, and he was just great. I loved listening to his Macintosh advice and that sort of thing, and I got to meet and talk with him, and he was cool, he was gracious, he was fun, he was nice, he was just like a guy talking to you. And you know, this is somebody I've watched on TV and really enjoyed, and that was just awesome too. Met a couple of people in education, Sylvester Robertson and James Smith, and these guys were really fun. In fact, I stalked them down later and made them sit down and have a drink with me because they were so interesting. These guys are both in education. James is at the superintendent of public instruction up in Olympia, Washington, and his title, let's see, it says Enhancing Education Through Technology. What a cool job. And Sylvester Robertson is in the Department of Science, Mathematics, and Technology Education. And we had a lot of fun talking about how podcasting can work into enhancing education in the schools, in K-12 and in the university programs. And man, I just wish I had all day to talk to these guys. Maybe I'll stalk them again tomorrow. You never know. I also got to spend a lot of time with Daryl Shandro of the Blind Access Journal and with Shelley from Shelley's podcast and Deb Shadovich from who is a freelance writer for Mac Addict magazine. And we actually had dinner with them, and Ron and I did, and had a lot of fun. Really, really enjoyed the whole conversation. Had a good time. Interestingly enough, Daryl and I got a chance to meet Adam Curry while we were at the cocktail party sort of thing. And Adam was kind of covered with a crowd, but Daryl and I elbowed our way up to the front and managed to get to talk to him. I was kind of trying to hang back, but Daryl insisted on introducing me to him. And Adam was cool. I really wondered, you know, I mean, he's such a big celebrity guy, you know, would he be fun? And would he, more importantly, would he take us seriously and talk about the things we wanted to talk about? And he spent a lot of time talking to Daryl about ways Daryl runs the Blind Access Journal, and he was talking to him, Adam, about how he could better be involved in helping them shape podcasting so it was more accessible for the blind. And Adam actually arranged on the spot to have Daryl have more impact on bug reports through a tool called Bugzilla to see whether they can maybe make some more connections to point out where screen readers don't work and that sort of thing in the podcast directory. So that was really cool. I also had the great pleasure of meeting Madge Weinstein, who just exceeded my expectations. I will have to post pictures of Madge and I on together. It was very, very interesting. Madge takes a lot to get used to. Anyway, it's just every single person here has been just about talking to each other, talking about, you know, wow, you're like a person. You're not just a voice. And it's been fun to get to know each other and see these faces with the names and the voices. And several people have talked about how it really does feel like a community. This is a community of people who are interested in the same thing. And it's all about sharing information. And nobody's like bigger than anybody else. Everybody's just sharing information and having a great time. So before I gush too excessively, I'm going to cut this off because I did promise a short little bit here. Anyway, I'm just having a blast. Couldn't be having more fun. Hope I'm as enthusiastic tomorrow. I don't see how tomorrow could possibly top today, though. So this is Allison Sheridan of the NoSillaCast podcast signing off. Please send me any feedback at allison@podfeet.com, or you may post comments on my website at podfeet.com. I sure hope to hear from you, and stay subscribed.